India pulls poly market offline. Kalshi may be next in crackdown. Poly market has gone dark in India. The platform's market pages are no longer reachable for users in the country after Indian regulators moved to treat event contract venues as illegal betting operations. CoinDesk reported on May 22. Kalshi, the larger U.S. regulated competitor, is reportedly next on the regulator's radar. The action puts one of the world's largest internet user bases off limits for two of the most prominent crypto-adjacent prediction venues. Polymarket runs on Polygon and settles in USDC. Kalshi is a U.S. regulated CFTC-designated contract market and does not use crypto rails, but it is now caught in the same Indian classification fight. The basis of the ban in India does not draw a line between a prediction market and a wagering platform. Under long-standing state-level gaming statutes, anything where the user stakes money on an uncertain event is treated as betting, with narrow carve-outs for games of skill. Event contracts referencing elections, sports outcomes, geopolitical events, and asset prices have never received those carve-outs at the federal level. That legal posture has been used before against fantasy sports and onshore casino platforms. The novelty here is the speed with which it reached a crypto-settled venue with no formal India presence. Polymarket does not advertise in India, does not run rupee on-ramps, and does not maintain offices in the country. The platform was still reachable because its front end is hosted abroad and orders settle on Polygon. The block now closes that loophole. Kalshi's exposure looks different. Kalshi sits in a more delicate spot. The exchange holds a CFTC-designated contract market license and has fought hard in U.S. courts to defend the legality of its election and sports event contracts. None of that helps it in India, where the question is not whether the contracts are securities or commodities, but whether they are wagers. If Indian authorities apply the same logic that pushed Polymarket offline, Kalshi's web traffic from the country is at risk regardless of its U.S. regulatory status. The platform has been pushing internationally, with sports event contracts driving heavy volume earlier in 2026. A loss of India access would not break Kalshi, but it would shut a meaningful pool of retail interest at a moment when the venue is trying to extend its lead over Polymarket in private company valuation contracts and other speculative product lines. Knock-on effects for crypto rails. Polymarket's USDC settlement model is a useful test case for how a crypto-settled product fares in a market where the underlying activity is banned. The platform's order book sits on Polygon. Indian users who already hold USDC in self-custody can still, in theory, interact with the contracts via direct chain calls and a non-blocked front end. That technical workaround is not a defense once enforcement begins. In jurisdictions that classify the activity as illegal, the relevant question becomes whether users, not the protocol, are prosecuted for using it. For India-based crypto users, the practical signal is that policy is hardening, not softening, around speculative on-chain products. The country already imposes a 30% tax on crypto gains and a 1% TDS on every trade. Adding a prediction market ban to that stack makes the regulatory surface area look more like restriction by friction than outright prohibition. The government does not have to seize wallets. It only has to make the activity expensive, illegal, and difficult to access through normal channels. Market backdrop Bitcoin is trading at $77,598, down 0.4% over the past 24 hours. As of May 27, 2026, ETH is at $233, also off 0.4%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 40, neutral. The India headline is not moving spot crypto prices, but it adds to a string of jurisdictional headwinds for prediction venues, alongside the CFTC's recent lawsuit against Minnesota over a similar state-level prediction market ban. Polymarket's recovery path in India is unclear. The platform has not publicly responded to the block at time of writing. Kalshi has not signaled how it will engage Indian regulators if the same classification is applied to its book.